In Atlanta today, a new monument opens to the public. The Millennium Gate cost $18 million to build. It's the brainchild of wealthy Atlantan Rodney Mims Cook, who says it's his gift to the city. Philip Gratzer has the story.
To celebrate the millennium, Rodney Cook decided to build a 2,000-year-old Roman arch and put it right in the heart of a modern live-work-play community in downtown Atlanta.
It's 82 feet tall, and it's based on the Arch of Titus in the Roman Forum. The pavement pattern is based on the Pantheon pattern, so you'll have a series of circles and squares. And then
the Millennium Gate is not really a gate, but an arch, like the ones in Paris or New York's Washington Square. It's big, 6 stories high, gray, crowned with a Latin inscription, and is in sharp contrast to the surrounding modern office buildings and sleek apartments. An American flag flies from it, and a yellow and blue IKEA store is framed in the background. In fact, some call the new monument the Arch to IKEA. Cook got the idea for a millennium monument when he was teaching in Italy in the 1990s.
The Romans were building, restoring like mad to get ready for the millennium. And the French, the Germans, the Russians, they were all doing something major. And so I came home to see what we were doing. And the only thing that we were really doing was worrying about our computers crashing.
Cook's been profiled in The New Yorker and is part of a small band of 1,000 designers throughout the world who promote classic architectural styles. His idea of a perfect world might be a Parthenon in every town. He believes the Millennium Gate is ideal for Atlanta.
The city is ever-changing, and certainly the symbol of the city is the Phoenix. This building is a Roman triumphal arch. It exudes permanence and classicism and essentially an eternal style.
Well, not the kind of permanence the Romans were probably thinking of. Their arch was built of stone. Atlanta's is mostly concrete, covered by synthetic stucco. Still, passerby Mansour Ansari is impressed. He thinks the Millennium Gate may be Atlanta's next new icon.
I would look at that as Atlanta's take on Arc de Triomphe and Greenwich Village's little arch. Of course, when the Atlanta people were a little bit behind the rest of the world, Paris has the Eiffel Tower, we got the Big Chicken, right? And now look at this, man, we're on the map, huh?
The Big Chicken is an Atlanta icon. It's a towering structural steel chicken built on top of a suburban fast food restaurant. It's been around since 1963. Several Atlanta architects declined to comment on the significance of the Millennium Gate, not wanting to be critical of Cook's design. But Michael Gamble at Georgia Tech's School of Architecture thought the Millennium Gate is on the same level as the sculptures in Las Vegas or Disney World. He's also bothered that the Millennium Gate, a replica of a 2,000-year-old arch, doesn't truly reflect modern Atlanta.
I'm a little bit concerned about the image that it portrays of a city that's really hardworking, that's youthful, that is now a city of 5 million people, and in my own humble opinion, should be very forward-thinking in its architecture, its urban design, in its commerce.
But Rodney Cook sees the Millennium Gate as a big love letter to Atlanta from him, and he hopes he won't be spurned. For NPR News, I'm Philip Gratzer in Atlanta.